Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jimmy's been a little schizophrenic with the music today. Sometimes sad, sometimes upbeat. I don't know. Are you getting over the Heat loss, Jimmy?
It's time to move on.
It's time to move on.
Put all forward.
Right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. It's time to move on.
There we go.
You got the Panthers.
We got the Panthers.
Moving to the grooving.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Come on out to Funky Buddha Brewery for the Panthers playoffs. There is no more Heat playoffs, so you can't go out there for that.
We got enough.
But you can go there for the Panthers playoffs for the remainder.
No, you got it. For the remainder.
I'll give Solana his time.
Go ahead. No. You got it. Go ahead. For the remainder. We're listening.
I'll give this to you. You take as long as you want. Okay. You got a lot of issues to work out. Yeah, take as long as you want. I'm with it.
I might go for the remainder of the show. I mean, who knows?
We got the remainder.
Anything else, or you shall I move on?
No, I'll let you remainder.
A lot of pent-up hostility. I want them to get it all out if possible. May I move on?
Go ahead.
We got enough.
Sure.
You're good.
All right. For the remainder of the playoffs.
Remainder.
Funky Buddha Tap Room will have the Funky Ones Hot Wings flights available and beer specials and the sound on for all the Cats game. So you go out there, enjoy some of the hot wings, the cool new fire in the hole red ale, some of the other ones. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. All right, let's do a quick look at headlines, Solana. Let's give away these movie passes this hour. We have a four pack of tickets. You interested in seeing this movie, Crowder?
Yes.
The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt.
I didn't know about it. You know, I'm not a big, you know, social media guy and all that stuff. But after we started talking about it, I went and looked it up, and it seems like it's a very interesting thing. And then Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson have a Fall Guy commercial.
Well, they
do. Have you seen it?
Nah, I like when they do those crossover, though, commercials.
And they did a crossover where it's like Julius Randle hires, or they win a bet, and Brunson is his fall guy. So, like, he was to run sprints. Brunson has to run his sprints. If he has to, you know, talk after a loss, he has to do it. So, like, I've looked into it, and I am going to see it. And I'm going to see it over in Davie at the same place we're going to do it.
Yeah. We got a four pack of tickets to see the Fall Guy at the Paragon Theater Ridge in Davie. keep listening. I want to see that movie coming out with Zendaya. Anybody see the previews for that one?
The Challenger?
Yeah.
The tennis movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
The Challenger?
Yeah.
It looks good.
What is that?
And then there's apparently a movie coming out with this Sydney Sweeney and someone else.
Yeah, I did see that too.
That seems to be picking up some virality, if you understand what I'm saying. But so is the Zendaya movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely looks like a good movie, the Zendaya one.
Oh, yeah, that Zendaya one, good.
Yeah.
But is it Zendaya?
I think it's Zendaya.
I don't know how to say
it. I think it's Zendaya.
What was she in? I know Spider-Man.
Euphoria, right? Isn't that how she got her big start? Euphoria on Max or Netflix?
I thought that was Sydney Sweeney.
They were both in Euphoria.
They were?
Mm-hmm.
How have I not watched that?
I think. Do I have that right, Jimmy? I didn't watch Euphoria, but I'm like 90% sure.
I was tempted to watch it just for Sydney Sweeney. You're telling me Zendaya's in it?
Man, maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're right. She wasn't in Euphoria.
She starred in Euphoria, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea.
She was in Spider-Man Homecoming 2.
Right. That one I know.
Yeah. She's a Disney kid.
She's 27 years old.
Yeah.
Who, Zendaya?
Yeah.
Zendaya looks like she's 14.
14. I mean, she is like baby face.
Ah, yeah. She's 27. Okay. I didn't know how to talk about her.
Is Euphoria over yet?
Yeah.
Euphoria. That series
ended.
Is over?
Yeah, it ended.
It was just one season?
No, I don't believe so. I didn't watch it, but I know it.
I'm looking at yesterday's Google. No, but it says 2019 drama, one season.
Yeah, I believe they just didn't have enough money for the remainder of it.
I'll give you that.
What was it about? Kids on drugs, right?
Yeah. Like a real twisted show about kids with like suffering through alcohol and drug abuse and messed up families. Yeah.
I don't like those. I like feel good.
Two seasons, 18 episodes. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I got no Heat playoffs to watch. So there you go.
I'm a feel good guy.
I'm down to watch The Fall Guy. I didn't know though it was a TV show in the 80s.
Yeah, and wasn't that Lee Majors? Wasn't he the Fall Guy?
Might have been.
The $6 million man?
This has just turned into us Googling things.
No, there was a... who was it that said you need a Fall Guy? Michael Irvin?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Udonis had a Fall Guy. I remember what was the guy's name? No, but there was a TV show called The Fall Guy, but I think it was Lee Majors.
Yes, Lee Majors.
Was Lee Majors?
5 seasons.
Yeah.
I've been in situations where T, y'all know T,
mm-hmm.
where things go wrong and T will grab everything in the car and say, hey, I got you, bro. And I'm like, okay. And T's my fall guy.
Anybody want me to Google anything else?
Zendaya's 27 years old.
How old is Sydney Sweeney?
It's got to be
Sydney
around.
Sweeney.
Bro, come on.
Stop it.
How dare you? She's 26.
Is it a S-Y or S-I?
S-Y.
S-Y.
Who is this little girl?
No. I don't believe you.
All the hoo-ha over Sydney Sweeney last 6 months? The last 6 months, she just had a movie come out. What was it?
I mean, it
was ridiculous. This girl is so viral.
Anyone but you.
You can't call yourself an influencer and a pop culture podcast host if you don't know Sydney Sweeney.
I'm not trying to influence this little child.
She was in Madam Web.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Jimmy, she's... you're welcome.
She was in Madam Web.
Also, Madame Web came out this year. Like, right?
She was in Madame Web.
Madame Web.
It is. It's Madame Web.
It
y'all doing?
Madame Web.
It's not Madam. It's not like
Madam Web.
It's Madame Web. There's an E
You're
at
in
the
America.
End.
It's Madam Web. There's not a single person who's ever called it Madame Web.
There's an
lives
E
in Kendall.
At the end of Madam. It's Madame.
Madame has never been said in Kendall before.
Madame French, Web.
You uncultured swine. Bro.
Sydney Sweeney. You haven't seen that one viral meme? Like, I mean, I know you've seen it. You just didn't know it was her. I'll find it.
Yeah, I've never seen it before in my life.
There's a couple good threads on Sydney Sweeney on Twitter.
No joke. If you get into the right Sydney Sweeney thread, your life will change.
Great actress. She was great in White Lotus, though.
Who?
Sydney Sweeney in The White Lotus.
She was in White Lotus?
Yeah, that's how.
No.
Yes.
She's great. Yeah, you don't even know what show she's in, but she's great.
Bro, she.
Was she?
Season one.
She was? Remember the parents with the very liberal daughter and her friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, the daughter in the first season is Sydney Sweeney.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's how she blew up.
I did not know that. I thought she became popular because of Euphoria.
Well, Euphoria was massive, too. Like, she got the White Lotus role because of Euphoria. But the White Lotus blew up.
I literally didn't think I had seen her in anything but a GIF. Wow.
Call it a GIF.
Yeah, I hate that.
What is it?
A GIF.
Madame. I have never seen this human before in my life.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
Sydney Sweeney.
Like, come on, you're embarrassing yourself.
She got a Biggie Smalls eye.
Sydney Sweeney?
She got a slow eye.
I don't know what you're looking at, but you're looking at, I mean, no one has ever noticed that. All right, let's get headlines. We got to get headlines.
Uh-huh.
We're getting sidetracked here.
Big Sweeney.
Hold on. Getting to the good part here.
She got a little, you see a little Biggie Smalls eye?
She does have large eyes.
But look at her left eye. It moves a little bit.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The playoffs came to an end for the Miami Heat yesterday. Just to recap our show today, the Heat were blown out in Boston. They never had a chance after the 6 minute and 30 second mark in the first quarter. It was 11-11. Boston goes on a 19-5 run.
True. sad, but true.
19-5 run, and then that turned into a 44-14 run. The Celtics were up by 30. They ran away with it. The wheels fell off on the Heat. The Mavericks beat the Clippers yesterday. They take a 3-2 lead over the Clippers tonight in the NBA. It's funny because I'm looking at you both, and neither of you are looking at me. You're just staring at your phones, and I happen to know what you're staring at.
I love it when you call me Big Sweeney.
The I'm Bucks, looking for Madame Web.
Madame.
The Bucks, they're at the Pacers tonight, 6:30 p.m., Indy leads 3-2. They can try to close it out at home. The Knicks, they host the 76ers. Or excuse me, they're on the road at the 76ers in Philly tonight, 9 p.m. New York.
They shouldn't even be playing, to be quite honest. They should be getting ready for round two. Yeah. This would be unbelievable. If the Knicks don't get out of the first round, this would be unbelievable. They had that game won.
Yeah.
What's the Crowder? What's the dude that owns Fanatics? What's his name again? He throws the white party.
Michael Rubin.
Michael Rubin, I saw, has purchased like 10,000 tickets at the Wells Fargo Center.
2,000 tickets.
2,000? Okay.
2,000 tickets. Because he doesn't want Knicks fans taking over
right.
The Sixers arena.
Yeah, it's been like Knicks takeover in every single game. So he purchased 2,000 tickets for Sixers fans to make sure that they'll be.
People are reselling their tickets. You know, and New Yorkers are willing to drive to Philly. That's no big deal. Adam Sandler did it in Uncut Gems just to join Damani. But Solana can't criticize because he sold his round one tickets to Celtics fans.
I did not. I don't have tickets anymore. I go to the games as a job.
Well, not so certain.
My brother and my father are a bunch of gutless cowards. I'll admit it. They're a bunch of gutless cowards. My brother, listen to this. Since you bring it up, I wasn't going to say anything. My brother does some Heat podcast, and it's called Battered Heat Fans. He goes on the podcast the night before. Yeah, he calls me. Hey, you want to come on talk a little Heat? I'm like, sure, I'll go on with you. Goes on the podcast, and he starts ripping Heat fans for selling their tickets. He's ripping Heat fans for not going to playoff games. The next morning, I call him. I'm like, so you're going tonight? Nah, I put the tickets up. They already sold. I'm
like, your brother strikes me as a guy who has very little self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. He has no shame. Just zero shame.
Right. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Where do I find this podcast?
It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. Happened to be a fun pod. I took it over, dropped some Heat gems on them, told them how they were going to win the series.
Send me the link.
You worry about your teeth, all right? You worry about
my tooth is locked. Solana, I went to the dentist today. My tooth is locked in, cemented in. We rolling, doo-doo.
All right, we'll see.
I'd like to promote my new podcast, Madame Reminder.
Madame.
The Marlins did win today, 5-4 in extras. They've won three straight.
Somebody texts in, I get annoyed listening to you clowns be clueless and mispronounce bleep. Then I realize that's why I listen to this show. Keep up the good work, fellas.
Madame.
All right, those are your headlines. The only other thing that we're keeping a close eye on tonight, Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs play game 6 in Toronto. Bruins can close out the series tonight. Toronto's trying to force a game 7 back in Boston. We play the winner of that series. The Panthers play the winner of that series. So I think we're all in agreement here. We're hoping for a Maple Leafs victory to force a game 7 to give the Panthers a little extra time to rest and to give Anthony Stolar's penis a little extra time to heal up as well.
What are we talking about again?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorney.
You missed the text that we read earlier when we were picking on Solana about yesterday's stats or whatever. Somebody texted in, when he's done with us, he just starts with your weather by the Demesman and Dover Weather Center. And someone was asking via text, like, if he's in a fight with Valentina and he just wants to be done with it, does he just blurt out, your weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Weather Center?
Probably does.
Man. Just by reflex.
Hey, Solana, when you finally get married, I just want to stay over a couple weeks and just hear y'all talk. like a show, like a kind of like a big brother type thing where I'll just stay there and hear y'all.
I think it would be funny when you guys are getting romantic. If when it's that moment, you blurt out, your weather at the Demesman and Dover Weather Center.
I'm in the corner. Put your leg up, Solana. Put your left leg over. What? Put your leg up.
Listen, man, I've tried everything to get me to to hang for just one more minute.
You got to do the car alarm. Yeah. Crowder's got the great trick, the car alarm.
Me standing in the corner of the bedroom, I guarantee you'll be set to go forever all night.
I mean, you guys got a taste of it, right? When her car broke down and she came in.
One of my favorite segments of all time. Yeah. It's one of my favorite segments of all time. Because she wants to stand by her man, but it becomes increasingly difficult. Every woman wants to stand by their man until it becomes just impossible.
And this dude is different.
Well, she should have found a man. I don't know what to tell you, you know?
Got to get your fade high like that.
Drake's got all his teeth.
I got my tooth. Listen, I'm a jumper, y'all. You too, Jimmy, laughing.
You should go on Spitting Chiclets. as you're actually spitting chiclets.
Man, you want my autograph.
It's so great because yesterday's your tooth clinks. That's what makes it so great. Anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Right now it's around 80 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the mid to upper 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Everybody's younger than Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. Jack could have been like all those other whiskeys. You know what they did instead? They charcoal mellow every single drop through 10 feet of hard sugar made with charcoal. They only use the water of Cave Springs Hollow right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where Jack is made. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels, please drink responsibly. Tennessee Whiskey, 45 by value. Jack Daniels, distiller, Tennessee. Jack Daniels, owner, separate trademark, 2020. Jack Daniels, all rights reserved.
I mean, look at us. It wasn't that painful of a show today. He got blowed out, but so what? We got through it. One more free Whoppers today. I mean, the time of our lives.
I know it's for dinner tonight.
Sydney Sweeney memes. I saw Dame Lillard will be active for the Bucks tonight. So interesting there. You have Pacers and Bucks tonight. You have Sixers hosting the Knicks. I'm going to bet something. I just haven't figured out what yet. I'm actually going to watch the Maple Leafs Bruins game. Very interested in that. See who the Panthers are going to end up playing.
I watched the last one. Tonight they get great series. Going now. Yeah,
it's a great series.
They're getting after it. You know, I like me some playoff hockey. It's good.
Let's give away this 4-pack of tickets to see The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt at the Paragon Theater Ridge in Davie. What caller number you want to take here, Crowder?
Ooh, that's 17.
Caller 17.
Or Ryan Tannehill.
Caller 17 305-567-0560. Caller number 17 gets 4 movie passes for The Fall Guy. Before we get out of here, let me talk about BNT because it's hard to believe, but hurricane season starts June 1st and everyone will start talking about it again. You got to get your home prepared. This is the time to call BNT Impact Windows. Get a little info about having PGT custom windows and doors installed in your home. That's a game changer for hurricane season. So it's very simple. You call BNT, set an appointment. They come out to your house, take some measurements. They'll email you an estimate. And before you know it, you're going to have those PGT custom windows and doors installed and ready to protect your home, your possessions, and your loved ones during a storm. I always point out as an added bonus, your homeowner's insurance premium might go down, which is great news. Telling you, hurricane season is just easier when your home is protected with PGT custom windows and doors. So call BNT right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or go online to bntwindowsanddoors.com. What a show. And tomorrow is Friday. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you mañana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.